everything and everything does seem to go wrong on these kind of shows.
No, but it's just when you're in charge, that's what happens, Jake.
No.
Yeah.
Everything was going right when it was just me and Liam. We were all fine and set up.
Well, this is very awkward, and I'm going to try and sort that out. But until I do that, lads, first of all, we'll get started with how much are you missing football? Because this is just ridiculous now. It's been over a month since
we've I need to compose myself. So, Ryan, you go first.
I'm missing football so much. I feel like my world's been turned upside down.
Oh dear!
Really, Jake? Please sort your camera out.
I think I found it.
Oh, I think I found it. There it is. Well done, Jake.
We found it. I know what happened there. We were testing it out, I think, a couple of nights ago, and I, as a joke, put myself upside down and couldn't find the button to put it back, which is my own problem.
We are passionately pumping.
Jamalo's onside. The flag stayed down. Jamalo, nonchalant, brilliant. Pompey will be promoted at this rate.
Cheltenham Town, that'll stick in my mind forever.
Pure, unadulterated Pompey.
You can't be involved with this football club and not be emotional. The club is special.
Action and reaction.
It's an exciting challenge. I'm proud to be the manager of Portsmouth.
Giving Pompey fans a voice.
The whole stadium erupted singing Play Up Pompey. It was a surreal moment.
To do it with a club like Portsmouth was just incredible. That was the reason why I joined the club.
This is the Football Hour.
The one team that stands out, that's historic, that's had great success, that has a fan base that is amazingly passionate, is Portsmouth.
Before we talk about football, boys, I think we should talk about Jake's haircut. Now, it looks good, Jake.
Yes. Yeah,
looks good. Who did you say he looks like, Ryan?
Steve Stone.
But it suits you, Jake. It's good. But I'm not taking the plunge. The hair's staying as it is.
I was going to say, you can't really talk, Liam. I've seen many pictures of you with a man bun.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
That haven't circulated on social media, so better watch yourself, eh? No, it's lockdown boredom without the barbers was open, so I thought I'd give it a go last week. And then just a few days ago, Liam mentioned the idea of bringing the Football Hour live on Facebook Live, which is fantastic.
A little bit of a more relaxed version.
I was hoping no one would be able to see this hairstyle, but here we go.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Anyway, moving on to the football then, and probably a good way to start on a broad kind of spectrum, lads, is where does this season go from here? You know, it's been 6 weeks since we last kicked the football in that 2-2 draw against Fleetwood at Fratton Park. And at the moment, with the lockdown restrictions, with all the government guidelines, we don't really know what's going on necessarily. But you're looking all across the globe, really, across Europe, and all these big leagues that are being called off and suspended and just completely... Well, some are being null and void, some are just being ended as they are. Some are suggesting splitting the table as they were at the halfway point, which I think that makes Arsenal champions in the Premier League, which is just absurd. But, yeah, you know, where do we go from here, Liam, do you think, with the Football League and the Premier League in particular? Because with the amount of uncertainty, is it really a time to start guessing? Or?
Well, that's all you can do. From a personal point of view, I'm in the boat where I think the season, no matter how long it takes, should be seen out. Because, for example, I don't really want to look at, because we're, you know, it's irrelevant to us, but looking at the Premier League, Liverpool, they deserve to win the league. They've been phenomenal all season, and for them to have that taken away from them, it's criminal. And also, I've seen suggestions about the top three from the lower leagues, you know, going up automatically or something like that, but how does that work with us? Because we're fourth just on goal difference. So that would just be, it would be hard, you know, it would be,
yeah.
My personal opinion, I would love the season to be finished one way or another. That's what, in my opinion, should happen.
I think, Ryan, that, you know, in my opinion, you know, a lot of people do share different opinions, but this season kind of holds the utmost priority to any other, you know, season, next season, season after. Because we are so deep into it, with Liverpool top of the Premier League, with Leeds top of the Championship, with so many teams battling for promotion and relegation, it seems so unfair to do what we've done to the non-leagues and just completely expunge their season. I saw one non-league team, I think they'd been promoted back in February. You know, they were storming it, and they just had that completely taken away from them. And it's not just, you know, the feeling of winning promotion or having a trophy, it's financially affecting a lot of clubs.
It has. I saw an article the other day from, I think it was Colchester United. They've had to start releasing first team players before we even have a season ended, because they've said, you know, we're financially struggling. We were just about able to pay our players till the end of the season, never mind what goes on from there. So should the season end, you're talking some of Colchester's first teamers aren't going to be there. They're going to have to dip into their academy just to finish the football. I think the most high key player in Colchester to be released was Frank Noble, who you and Colchester, I think, are sixth in League Two right now. So they would be in the playoffs, or they'd also be in what was one of the proposals by the EFL to be in the top eight, playing each other in a mini tournament to decide who goes up. But now Colchester would have to essentially do it with their academy present. So it's causing chaos. And there's also no lead example to follow, because you've seen the SPFL. They've got investigations going on right now because of everything in terms of voting to end the season, teams abstaining, accusations of bullying, teams protesting against it. You look in France, they declared the season ended straight away. So PSG were awarded another title. But then you look across the border from France, Germany are determined to finish their season, and they've mooted May 9th as the return date to go back to football. So you've got three different countries, three different top flights that have all given you three different ways to try and finish the season.
Yeah.
And by no means am I stating that Belarus is elite tier football, but their top flight, they haven't even suspended anything. They're playing on as normal. So basically the four different countries we've heard from that have made statements about top flight football have all come to four different conclusions.
Yeah.
It is utterly possible to determine the right way to go about this. There was no handbook, there was no manual for this. This is unprecedented.
Yeah.
And if this had been 10 games into the season, it would have been so easy to call the season off and start again from scratch. But we're not 10 games in. We're 9 games to go. Managers have been sacked. Players have been sold. Cups have been played all the way to conclusion, in the sense of basically the EFL Trophy final. There's one game left and we're in it. The Carabao Cup's been played with a winner announced. There's so much that's been done of this season, it's hard to determine how it should end. Yeah. But it has to end one way or the other. But as we've seen across Europe so far, we've had so many different ways that those countries have wanted to end their season, and there's been an outcry for every single one of them.
Yeah. I'd love to sit here and say, Liam, that, you know, Pompey are the most important team of the world and that our league matters more than any other division. Well, of course they are, but, you know, I'll have another country that, you know, Ryan's thrown into a mix. Netherlands, Ajax have been announced champions of the Eredivisie over in Holland. They are top of the table on goal difference. Second in the table is Alkmaar, who had been, you know, fighting for that title all season. And they, I think literally in the last couple of weeks before this whole started, just surrendered, you know, top spot to Ajax. Now, that would have been Alkmaar's first division title in God knows how many years. And, you know, you look at Liverpool as well, who haven't won the Premier League ever, and Leeds, who haven't gained promotion to the Premier League in so long, and after so many years of trying. There is so much at stake for these clubs, as really fans who travel up and down the country, who, if you were taking away 30, 40 games that have already been played, yes, there's, you know, bigger things to worry about, but it's quite a kick in the teeth.
Yeah, 100%. Like I was saying earlier, it, for me, the season has to end in every league. I going back to what you were saying about different leagues doing different things, surely there should be someone somewhere high up saying, no, you all do the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should come down to the UEFA or FIFA.
I didn't want to say that, but that's what I was getting at.
Because what happens if, like Ryan said, you know, over in Germany and the Netherlands, but, you know, they conclude their season as they are, then over in you know, Spain or Italy, they cancel the season, null and void. What happens to next season's, you know, Champions League?
Just about to say, yeah, what happens?
Who gets into it? Because some teams will qualify, some teams wouldn't have done. And even really in England, if a non-league is now null and void, but if we do continue with Leagues 1, 2, Championship and Premier League, then effectively we've had a 2019-20 season. But we haven't had a 2019-20 season. You know, for half a team, or probably two-thirds of the teams up and down the country, the season's meant nothing. But for a lot of us, it has meant something. So where on earth do you go with promotion and relegation? I think, as Ryan said, you know, you've got to look higher up. And there's got to be just one direct rule for every single league, because it's just, it's going to become such a mess all across the board. Mm. And it's a mess, Liam, that actually could coincide well, rather ironically, with next year's World Cup. The year after World Cup, sorry, 2022 at Qatar. Now, that's being played in December, across
back
Christmas
time.
Back
in November, December, yeah.
Yeah. So, effectively, I don't know, throw a random date out there. If we do get next season started in November, December time, get it finished by October, that fits perfectly for World Cup in a couple of years' time.
Yeah. I don't know what to say, to be honest with you.
It's just
quickly, I know we're trying to have a bit of a banter in this show as well. I'm saying to you, Ryan, before we went on air, that my hamster was asleep.
Oh, has he woken up?
In literally 13 minutes, it's taken the hamster to come out and have a little stretch. Go on your wheel. Typical. Just by the way, people that are watching on Facebook, hello everyone. Please do get involved on the comments. Quite a few, Jake. I don't know if you can see them.
I'm just loading them up.
Do you want me to read a couple out?
Yeah, go for it. Absolutely.
Why not? You know. Lee Cook says, what would happen to Bolton? They had points deduction this season. How would that work? I'll go to Ryan, the expert.
As well, as we found out, sometimes point deductions can be delayed to the start of next season, depending on when you declare your certain issues. I think we toyed doing it when we went down from League 1 to League 2. Did we want to take the hit now or at the start of League 2? Ultimately, we took cleaning the slate in League 1 and then starting afresh in League 2. Once that points deduction goes into place, it remains fixed for that season. So however this season plays out, Bolton's point deduction would remain in place. Although to Lee's point, if you talk of teams that have had issues this year, what would happen with Bury? Because then they would have then been kicked out of a league in a season that didn't exist.
Just a mess.
So do you,
the whole thing
do you
is
put them
mess.
Back into League One for next season? Because how you could you expel them from a season that never happened?
No.
Yeah, and again, this is what I mean. There was no handbook for this. There was no guide. This was total. This blindsided society as a whole. Because I remember when this first started, people were a little bit unsure as how seriously to take this, and we thought we could play football through it. But everyone on Friday afternoon was preparing for us to play for that Accrington game tomorrow morning until all the football was called off, and literally people woke up Saturday morning with nothing to do. So Bolton's would remain fixed, but yeah, and you think of all the clubs, Bury for example, have been kicked out, all the clubs that have had winding up orders or financial issues during the course of the season, the long-term ramifications of what this is doing to clubs, you could start to see them drop out of football more and more now, and not necessarily because they can't pay their players within the season, but there's no revenue coming in. There's nothing going on.
All what you've said into consideration, you simply have to finish the season.
Because yes, it's just going to be
a massive mess to clear. Yeah.
What I don't understand is, I know, you know, when everyone mentions the whole, we have to finish the season. Yeah, I agree, we have to finish the season. But there's the argument of, well, no, let's not avoid it. You know, there's bigger things at stake. There's more important things to worry about, which is true ultimately. But when we're talking about football, which we are right now, why is it more important to start the next season than finish this season? I know you've got the big issue of player contracts running out in just a couple of months' time. And like Ryan said earlier about the academy players may have to play games. But if that's the case, I mean, I'd rather, you know, finish the season, even if we can't finish it until, you know, December, January time, for example. I'd rather finish it, just get it
done.
I'm
in the same mindset, exactly what I think.
What's the point of just rushing in and starting next season?
Well, one of the main conversations right now is player welfare. And ultimately, that has to be the biggest conversation because of the situation we're in. If you're struggling to suit the demands and suit the appropriate measures for player welfare to finish a 9-game season, how are we then going to have the discussion about starting and finishing a 46-game season after that? You've got to try and figure out how to get this season finished before you think of the mammoth task of starting next season. We can't even find a way to finish a 9-game mini season, let alone play a full season with associated cup competitions next year. And well, next season is entirely dependent on this: who goes up, who goes down, where do players go? Players want to play in Europe. If a player feels he's good enough for the Championship, but his team gets relegated to League One, he's going to want to to get out of that club, for example. There's so much riding on this season because there's so little time remaining that there's no point having a chat about next season because there's too much dependent on finishing this one.
I've seen discussions about potentially finishing this season and literally a couple of weeks after starting the season, new season straight after. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's going to be a few people throwing about the, well, what happens to pre-season, what happens to players resting, but I mean, players have had this time to rest, really, haven't they? This is effectively the off-season.
Not really a good thing, is it? Because they can't train like they do, you know, all they can do is train, work from home. It's not the same, is it?
No, of course not. And this is going to have a massive ripple effect on, you know, not just this season, next season, the season after. I think this could probably have a ripple effect for the next at least 5 or 6 seasons.
I've got a hamster treat.
I think it could. Liam, that hamster has probably had more exercise than you've driven his lockdown, hasn't it?
That hamster's going to have a game for Colchester soon.
Oh, wow. should we go back to we've got a few comments coming in. Tom Clark says, I want my football back. Well, you're not the only one, Tom. Alan says, well done, lads. Thank you. Henry Deacon says, glad to see you're paying tribute to Phil Mitchell tonight, Jake. Lee says, we need to finish the season for the integrity of the game. One from your mum, Jake, said there's a spider on the wall.
There better not be.
Are you in the shed?
Oh, I am, yeah.
This is a high-value production, Liam.
Alan says, we've not gone up on goal difference before, going back to what I was saying earlier.
Do you know what? This whole thing could have come about 12 months earlier. I was looking at the time when football was, you know, cancelled or, you know, postponed for the time being. And at that period last season, we were in the top two. That was just about the time where we mucked it up a bit. So if this was this time last year and we were sat here talking about, yeah, let's null and void the season or let's keep it as it is, promoted teams get promoted and, you know, relegation, you know, remains the same, then I think we'd probably be sat here with a different approach. I think it kind of comes down to as well whereabouts your team is in the league, because Coventry fans, for example, you know, they would happily take, you know, finishing the season off as it is now, getting promoted to the Championship. Whereas us, we're sat here thinking, well, no, we've still got a chance for automatic promotion and playoffs. So I think where the debate kind of is really where your team is. Because there's so many teams who aren't performing.
Probably 40%,
well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if we were in the top two right now and the season was declared over today, I would still have some moral qualms with it.
Yeah.
Because if you look at our fixture running towards the end of the season, we have more away games than we do home games. And we have to travel to Ipswich, Rotherham. I think there's another team in the top six we have to go to. I would have trouble accepting promotion for us, knowing that we're in the top two, but we have to visit quite a few teams in the top six away from home, given how bad our away form is, because we could have easily slipped out of the top two regardless. And if you look at our recent away record against teams in the top six, we played Coventry, Peterborough and Fleetwood away. We lost all three and I don't think we scored in any of them. So there was no evidence that we were going to go to Ipswich, Rotherham, Oxford. That was the other team who we were meant to play for. Yeah, there was no evidence we were going to go to these teams and get results. So if we'd got promoted with a season declared over automatically with us in the top two, I would have thought, well, that's good, we're in the Championship, but ultimately, did we earn it?
Yeah.
And I'm a win by any means necessary type of man. I don't need to watch attractive football, but even that would have been a step too far for me to accept comfortably. And to Liam's point, I like the idea of finishing this season and then going straight into next, because it does streamline the process of getting the football year out of the way.
Slightly.
The only issue is actually, that would be the most entertaining 7 days in football history. Trying to sort out transfers and contracts, basically, because you'd find out Saturday night if you're going up or not, or if you're staying up, regardless. And then you've got a game next Saturday in your new league.
To be honest.
And you've got to go, we've got to find players.
I didn't think of that side of it. I didn't actually think of the promotion.
Could you imagine as well going into the final day of the season, Liam, with... who do we have? Burton away. Going up to Burton thinking, right, you know, this time next week we could either be at home to Accrington again, or we could be away to, you know, Leeds or Nottingham Forest or anyone in the top in the Championship. So yeah, it it would be entertaining for sure, but it would be such a, well, it's already a mess. But I think one of the options as well that I saw mentioned was some sort of finishing in the league, as Ryan said earlier, with, you know, the top eight in the table of any division up in the Midlands, and to have all these teams have little bases in and around, I don't know, Birmingham, Villa Park, St Andrews, and to have all these matches played behind closed doors in these venues with all these media teams and players and managers and staff all being kept in some kind of base, you know, so it, you know, quarantine base, so it can't go anywhere. So could you imagine the three of us being stuck in Birmingham for 2 weeks?
Well, the ideal venue for that would be St George's Park, which is the England training base, which is in Burton, just outside Birmingham. We would essentially be locked there for what, 4 weeks, getting all the football out of the way.
Just just a couple more. We've got quite a few comments. I am going to read the funny ones as well. Ashley says, when will Jake's beard game match Liam and Ryan's? Come on, Jake, letting the lads down.
I'm actually on whiskey tonight, so.
Yeah, so, yeah, just quickly, why not? Because we're at home.
I think, he said, home. I think he said beard, Ryan, not beer.
Oh, he did say beard. But beer game, what, you're on the whiskey then, Ryan?
Oh, yeah, got a nice bottle of 12-year-old Highland Park.
I imagine Jake has gone for a full fat Coke.
He's got a WKD Blue.
Go on, Jake, confirm.
Yeah, Liam, you're right.
Thank you very much.
Let's get on to filling me about
I hope
beer.
The Coke's not upside down.
not anymore. Jake, not you, Jake, another Jake. We either have to complete the season or it has to be made null and void. You can't fairly force relegation on clubs who could have escaped it, or award promotions to teams who may have faded away, which can't disagree with that at all. Kevin said, do you let Barry back in? I think you may have missed what we were saying. My dad, actually, he's always got an opinion. Here we go. What about the teams who have asked to be dropped to non-league at least four in League One and four in League Two? Don't know, though. So, that's just, again, I think that's just a rumour. I'm not sure that's true. But could that be for financial reasons?
It would certainly have to be, yeah. Because apparently a lot of teams, after Colchester's announcement, apparently there was rumours about that a lot of teams are starting to cut contracts early and are requesting advance payments on TV deals for next year, fees for being in the league, things like that. A lot of teams are in serious trouble, whereas dropping into non-league and essentially becoming part-time for half a year.
Brilliant.
Is that your mum? She's presented you with a Carlsberg.
Yeah.
Hello, Kim.
Look at that. You've got table service live on the Football Hour. We never had table service.
I can get used to this, boys.
And on the other end of the garden as well. So,
Have you kept up with traditions? And
you know what? Actually, if you let me go for 2 minutes, I've got some bedroom.
And I mean, it's not that a problem, mate. Much of a problem. Let's go back to some more texts and tweets, get some more interaction. Barrow would have played league football for the first time. Aston Villa are one game behind in the relegation zone. That game in hand could leapfrog them out of the relegation zone. Lyon will not qualify for Europe despite having the second best goal difference in League One. So it's just a mess, isn't it?
It is a mess, yeah.
Basically.
In terms of potential restructuring of the league to allow teams with financial difficulties to play in X-League or teams going up and down, there was one rumour that three teams would go up but none would go down. So you'd end up having three extra teams in each league, but how on earth would that work? You've got to have relegation coincided with promotion, but we may end up seeing something where the date of football has to be changed. We had no qualms of changing when a World Cup's played, the biggest sporting event in the world. The football season may change along with it. If you look at American football, the NFL, they for years had the same schedule for playing games, but after 9/11, since 9/11, they've pushed their season back, I think, by 2-3 weeks every year since 9/11.
And it stayed ever since.
And it stayed ever since, and that was 19 years ago. They had a set in stone schedule until that happened, and they've never played football on that date since. So
it could have been a case of...
We may see an unprecedented change in when football's played because of this.
Winter. You know what? It would sort of... I don't know, it kind of works out hopefully in that way as well. How sensible would it be to, as you say, Ryan, with the American football changing their season quite a few years ago now, if we ended up seeing the English Football League season being played between January and, I don't know, October time, just sort of like they do in the United States, you know, with the MLS. They do it on a yearly basis. So there's none of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's none of this 2019-20 season. It would be the 2020 season, 2021 season.
Yeah, Scandinavian sort of makes more sense. Play in the summertime, which makes sense for them. I believe Irish football takes place in one calendar year rather than through the winter as well. And we may see that if you're able to change a World Cup on a dime to suit the needs of Qatar, a country that's never played in the World Cup, never had anything to do with it, then it is at the very least conceivable that football changes to match suit as well. So you could see football being played in the summer, and then what teams used to cry out for a winter break during the season would be could actually be your off season. Who knows?
That is the question. Who knows? Big hello to Jamie Spencer, very own Jamie Spencer. I think he may have put this after I said about the rolling this season into the next season. But he said, evening chaps, hope you are. What are your thoughts on rolling this season into the next one, creating a 92-game double season in effect? Takes the pressure off when it starts or finishes. Yeah, I know that sounds crazy.
92-game double season.
I mean,
that's stuff of dreams.
Imagine that goal of the season competition.
Yeah. Well, could you imagine the players afterwards?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lee Tomlin would lose a bit of weight.
This is an interesting one from Jamie. The season has to be finished, postpone or cancel next season, he says. We are three quarters of the way into the season. It's unfair. Will you stop that hamster? It's unfair to some clubs who have spent so much money to be where they currently are in the tables, which I agree with part. I don't agree about cancelling next season. You can't do that.
I agree in part. I would make massive alterations to next season. In the sense that I would be open to the idea of getting rid of the cup competitions for one season, getting rid of all international football, unless it's competitive international football, like deciding for Euro 2021. I would get rid of all cup competitions, all international friendlies. You just streamline the league season. So instead of moving the goalposts for this season, you move it for next season. So everyone goes in to that season knowing how it's going to play out. That's the fairest way to do it. So I do agree with in part with this statement there.
I agree with the cups. That would be, for me, if I was making a decision, it would be scrap the FA Cup, scrap the League Cup, Tuesday, Saturday, get the games, play catch up that way, then go. That's
exactly, yeah.
I think that's a good idea. After. Yeah. I think that's a good idea, but I personally worry for the League Cup. And maybe even the EFL Trophy as well, because although that does seem a more sensible way to do next season, you know, just to get the league over and done with and not worry about the cup competitions. I've seen so many Premier League managers in particular call out the EFL Cup, the Carabao Cup, and just say how pointless it is and how it's, you know, a strain on them. And I personally disagree. I think it's, you know, another cup competition for the lower league teams to try their luck against the higher league teams, more revenue, more finance for them, etc.
I have a similar fear, actually.
Yeah, I don't want that to be scrapped. Yours,
it's regarding the 3 p.m. broadcast rights. Mm-hmm. Because ultimately, at some point, we are going to play football behind closed doors. There is absolutely no way that the first football game back will see full attendances. It will just be the players and us as media reporting at the game. And obviously, you'd have unrestricted iFollow access, hopefully, for the fans who can't go, especially season ticket holders. My fear is similar to yours, Jake, that once you get rid of it in a special circumstance case, it becomes easier to do it more often. So if you were to get rid of the League Cup and FA Cup next season, which I don't want to do, it just feels like the most logical option.
Yeah.
I also have the same fear that if you lifted the 3 p.m. broadcast sanction because of this special circumstance, it would be easier for broadcasters to try and lift it permanently in the future for any case, and then you'd start seeing games on TV at 3 p.m. So, yeah, I totally understand your fear, because I have that when it comes to broadcasting.
There's quite a jinx when it comes to Pompey winning trophies, lads. When we won the FA Cup in 1939, we became the team to retain the trophy for the longest period of time, I think seven years during World War II, which, of course, you know, ended all football for quite a few years. Hopefully it won't be that long this time, but we'll see.
Yeah. This time's not a bloke called Adolf.
No. And in 2008...
This time it's Liam's hamster.
2008, FA Cup, financial recession, Okay, he didn't really put a stop to football, but still not a very good thing. And this time, EFL Trophy last year. And because of football being played or postponed this season, we could have lost to Salford at Wembley. Of course, there was a possibility that we wouldn't become the first team to retain the EFL Trophy in its history. Yet, because all of this has happened, I do believe now we've become the team to retain it the longest, despite
Same with the FA Cup. We've held it longer than any other team.
At one point, we're going to blame this whole thing on the fact that Pompey won the EFL Trophy last season. That's where we're in this situation. Cheers, Pompey.
Do you know what? I miss more than if
Lee Catmull hadn't missed that penalty, everyone would be in the pub right now.
Yeah.
I was going to say, do you know what? I miss more than football, but I don't miss more than football. Don't miss anything more than football. But Nando's.
Oh, go away.
I'm just pulling up turn away
days. We've just had another, we've got quite a few comments. I'm going to play.
I missed the subway at Warwick Services.
Ashley says, I'm sorry, can Ryan put a cap on, please? Not used to having his hair on show.
I know, right? Yeah, I don't have a hat on. It's weird.
Henry says, the feasibility of clubs dropping out is true.
Hang on a minute.
A massive concern, yeah.
What a garish cap. There we are.
If Carlsberg make a radio show, says Andy. Thank you very much, Andy.
You read that out as I had a Carlsberg.
Adam says, will this be available to listen back to? It will indeed. We'll give more information about that later. And then Jamie Spencer again. Hi, Jamie. Hope you're well. Hope the kids are well and your wife as well. Remember the Qatar World Cup was going to disrupt the football calendar anyway. Why not align ourselves to it now and accommodating a winter break when the World Cup is due to take place? Did we said that, haven't we?
Yeah.
But again, I'm playing catch up with his comments, so apologies.
Yeah, I think it probably is. That could work out quite well.
Mark, hi lads, nice to see you all well. I'm into my second month of isolation, had plenty of practice on my dartboard. Well, I tell you what, give Jake a go.
So have I.
He needs the practice. Oh, terrible, yeah. Absolutely.
That
terrible.
Dartboard's the right way up, Jake.
Indoors, getting ready.
I wish you weren't.
He says, getting ready to give you plums and I was smashing at the Newcombe when this is all over. Cheers to Mark. I'll tell you what, I'll show you all up really on that day, didn't I? Let's be honest.
Is this the ball game?
No, the darts.
Oh, the darts, yeah.
I mean, I have to give it to Jake. He's not bad.
I beat you twice last time you challenged me.
And a nice note as well. Big shout out to Mick Turnbull. Had the all clear yesterday. So congratulations.
Yes, Mick. That is cracking news.
From all of us. So what's the time? 25:02. This hamster's doing my head in. Seriously, if you could see, it stood there staring at me. What?
I was wondering what you're doing. I saw a text in to one of the previous shows on the station from earlier today from Mike T, who's a regular listener to Pompey Live.
In Southsea, don't forget.
In Southsea. He said, if Jaffa Cakes aren't cakes, then that takes for biscuit. Now, it's fair enough, because what are Jaffa Cakes? Are they cakes? Are they biscuits?
Can we leave?
I don't know.
Go away!
It's not the biscuit hour.
It could be if you wanted it to be.
Yeah.
Jake, you've somehow killed the football out. But
this is what it's come to, Ryan. There is, apart from
there
what
is.
Hello, there's nothing to talk about. There's nothing.
Yeah.
There is
nothing to get excited about.
Yeah, because there are so. When was the last time there were this many questions to something with so few answers available?
Because no one knows. It's all around.
Exactly. And every solution that someone comes up with is immediately shot down, and for valid reasons. The one I saw recently was it was reported that if the football season could be finished behind closed doors, players, staff, stewards, or the odd steward at the game, media would have to be tested per game for coronavirus. I think they estimated between the top four leagues of England, you need 66,000 testing kits. And then clubs would need to pay that themselves. So you're talking 30 grand a week per club, which in League Two, if you're paying 30 grand a week for testing kits, they can't afford that. They're releasing players as it is. They can't then pay
this
30
is where
grand
we're
a week testing kits.
And this is where we're going to struggle.
Exactly, yeah. And then beyond that, there's the moral implications of, well, is football that important that it deserves prioritisation of 66,000 test kits to finish this season? It would be a moral outrage considering everything that's going on right now if you then turn around and say, we honestly need to finish this football season soon, so we're going to give 66,000 kits to football clubs. Just it would be I mean, even as football fans, we wouldn't approve of that, but people have no interest in sport. There'd be riots about that. Social distance riots, of course. You're not like, you know.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that.
Yeah. So every solution that's come up with, there is at least three valid arguments to shoot it down, which is why we are essentially sat here at the best postulating about what might happen. That could be my big word for the day.
Postulating.
Either that or pontificating. There you are.
Oh, I mean, have you been working on these, Ryan?
No, I've just been bored.
I think me and Liam are both typing in these words to find out what they mean.
Yeah, I can hear the key.
Sorry.
Did you say pontulating or postulating?
Postulating or pontificating.
Pontificating.
Is that another message from Jim saying, slow down, Jake, that's two sips now. Don't want you all up all night being sick again. Okay, there's another text here, tweeted from Pompey Dog. Hello. Pompey, doesn't players' responses to the crisis make you reevaluate their position within the club? Rags was daft at the start, but has made up for it through volunteering. Some players have been notable by their absence, but Burge has to be resigned for and should really be club captain. Yeah, they've been doing some great stuff, haven't they, them two?
Yeah, I think in times like this, you see the people that step up for the cause and actually do what they can, representing their station. You see Burge out helping to prepare food for people, deliver food for vulnerable people. Obviously, Raggett had that incident where he tested positive for it and was in the pub when he found out. But and again, he's done his work since. And I've read a recent article with Ross McCrory, and he was absolutely blindsided by the fact he was tested positive because he didn't show any symptoms. He felt absolutely fine. And yeah, that's how quickly this situation developed in its severity. But yeah, Burgess, I mean, we knew he was a community man anyway, but he has been just a fantastic example to follow recently. And even to some credit, players who haven't contributed much but taken the right precautions, for example, I believe the Curtises went home to Ireland and have essentially stayed there. And it's that type of, you make a decision and you stick with it. And people who have done that deserve to be applauded, because you're away from, I know it's easy to throw out the line, well, they're getting paid thousands of pounds a week, it must be easier for them. It's probably less of a burden on them than it is for people who aren't working right now, true. But they're still away from things they love doing. They're still away from loved ones, people they care about. It can't be easy for anyone, but yeah, full credit to the people that are still trying to do their best.
Yeah, Alan Knight is one of those who's also helping out a lot as well. Him and Gavin Maguire both signed up to be NHS volunteers at this time.
They did,
so,
yeah,
absolutely. Speaking of
the ledge, we're going to get him on.
Yes.
Will be. Just put it out there, by the way. If there's any Pompey fans, look, if you want to come on and have a chat with us on Zoom, why not?
If you want to come on and replace Liam, that'd be fantastic.
Fantastic, yeah, move on swiftly. Yeah, just drop us a message on Express FM and we'll see if we can get you on. So, sorry to like do this to your minds, boys, but if, say, for example, they do say, right, games can go ahead, but obviously there'd be no fans. And how does it work? How does it logically work with everyone that's in the stadium? Do they then have to be tested? How does it work? Where do we start? I just want to put it out there.
I think Ryan mentioned earlier about those 66,000 kits that would be needed up and down the country for football clubs. You know, it's not necessary. You know, it's not needed if that's what it takes.
Are there interviews after the game?
Don't do it. Well, yeah. There'd be no press conferences. The football hour would be quite odd because we can't exactly talk to fans and their thoughts about previous game because they don't know what happened. Well, if you're watching live, you know what happened. But yeah, it just throws absolutely everything up into the air. It's crazy. And I think sort of an example of what we found out about that, Ryan, was the last football hour, the last proper one we did on that Friday before the Accrington game. I think the news about that game didn't come out until about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, did it?
No, not really.
And
because Andy Holt was one of the leading voices for trying to get football postponed. And Andy Holt's the Accrington chairman, for anyone who doesn't know. And obviously we were supposed to play them. And he said, I will not send my Accrington players down if need be. And that's all of a sudden when every single club in the Football League starts to panic, because a couple of chairmen, I think it was Andy Holt at Accrington, I think it was Darren McAntony at Peterborough, they started saying, we'll pull our players from games. We're not going through with this. And I think that's when the league started to go on Friday night, you know, 18 hours before kickoff. Well, we've got to suspend the season because we've got teams pulling out. And with having fans back at full capacity, if you look at the restrictions where they're doing these announcements every 3 weeks in terms of the lockdown, and if you look at the announcement 2 weeks ago, the only thing that changed was you could buy the odd luxury item and you could go for a walk for like an hour, so long as you weren't driving for as long. If you take the scale of decreasing in sanctions that's currently placed on, it will be a very long time before the government says, yes, you can gather at a football ground and put 30,000 people in close proximity to each other. We are a world away from that right now. Mm. And that's why, if the season does get played to conclusion, that'll be behind closed doors. The first quarter, third, half of next season could be behind closed doors. Yeah, I don't see a full packed Fratton Park before 2021. I honestly don't, and it's upsetting, but
yeah,
I don't see a logical way around it.
I think that was probably one of the most stressful football hours, Ryan, I've ever had to do. Yeah. Full credit to you for coming in to help me at such short notice. But we went from, like I say, in the afternoon, around about lunchtime, thinking, yeah, we've got a big game to prepare for tomorrow at Accrington at home. And then I think we saw a tweet from Andy Holt saying he's not going to bring his team down. And then we was thinking, well, okay, we're going to preview this game that we know is not going to happen because Accrington aren't making the journey. Mm. And then you've got the league being absolutely just postponed until further notice. I mean,
yeah. And now we live in a world where the last Pompey player to score a goal was Sean Raggett.
Well, that's great.
It was true. Yeah, it was an own goal. But yeah,
the last Pompey player to score a goal. Yeah.
Henry says
worth keeping the football suspended.
Oh yeah.
I think hadn't Raggett scored at Tranmere, we could have probably blamed Sean for the whole situation because we waited so long for him to score a goal.
Sean scores a goal and the football gets called off.
This is Henry Deacon. Hi, Henry. He says it's simple. Below the Championship, it won't happen. He also said clubs are losing money in League 1 and 2 and below left, right and centre. And without gate money, I cannot see them completing the season behind closed doors in the timescale for. That's why I think we need to restart in 2021, whether finishing this season or starting a new one. Also, what do you do with the National League and below? And going back to what I was saying earlier on about why I think it should be that we continue the season, I'm only looking at Pompey because I know financially we probably can survive, but you've got to look at the other teams around. It's not going to happen like Henry says. So
no, it won't.
I remember seeing a statement from a Premier League about how the teams are going to donate a certain percentage of money down, stemming down through to the Championship, League One, League Two, and I think even the National League and National League South and North. And I think that's a great idea. But I think, as Henry mentioned, how long can it go on and how long can these teams survive for? Because, yes, Pompey are in a very decent situation. I think Mark Catlin recently said that we can survive and we will survive. But I think the figure of money that clubs are averagely losing per week is, I think it's between £50,000 and £100,000.
Mm.
Which, I mean, for Championship and Premier League teams, it's fine. It's pocket money. But for League One and Two, there's going to be so many teams dropping out of the league. There's going to be so many teams.
I hate to say it, lads, but
teams will go bust.
It is inevitable. We are going to see, unfortunately, season teams go bust unless some miracle. Should there be something in place higher up again where they get saved?
Well, the statement that football is unsustainable has been made for many years. Hmm. It's been made since we went into administration in the Premier League and even before that. But it's always fallen on deaf ears because football teams have always been able to fall back on the, yeah, but we'll get the TV money from next year. Yeah, but if we go up, we get more money. Or if we get relegated from the Premier League, we get parachute payments. The football is unsustainable statement's been ignored because teams can always look to next season to keep themselves ticking over. But football isn't a business. But if you compare it to a business, if a business can't go more than 1 month, because it's technically been 1 month since all football was suspended officially, if football can't go 1 month, or a business can't go 1 month without operating normally, but without going bust, it's an unsustainable business. End of. If the company you work for can't get through one bad month without everything shutting down, having to let go of all your employees and closing up shop, it's an unsustainable business. Football now has to wake up and realise that it's taken 1 month of no football during a season and you're looking at a mass exodus of clubs from the Football League because it's not sustainable.
Is this the wake-up call a lot of clubs need about wages?
Maybe. Yeah. I do think that despite this being an awful situation, this could be a few years down the line what sparks the restoration or at least the implementation of some kind of financial control within football. Because teams are literally looking at the oblivion because they haven't played football in a month. It sounds ridiculous to say that, but that is genuinely true.
Just a couple more. Josh says, surely Man City could allow their fans in. They only have 100 anyway.
That's just Man City that applies to, really, is it?
Yeah, then down the road.
Yeah. Well, they behind closed doors, they just play behind doors.
Steve, a.k.a. my dad, Luton have just got rid of their manager because of money.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yep.
And they're a team who are on the verge of building a new stadium.
Not Jesus.
No.
As much as you might look like him, right?
And then Adam, obviously following up what we were saying, salary caps in League 1 and League 2 coming.
Again, you'll have to. This can't go on. The amount of teams you're looking at in trouble right now, you could be looking at getting rid of a whole league in English football.
Yeah.
You could conceivably see 24 teams going out of business because of this.
You won't see any more deadline day £4 million signings from League One teams.
And, no, you'll be seeing it.
Oh, by the way, lads,
seeing it for 50 quid in a curly whirly.
That was we have to talk about that. That was a great way to spend a day of binge watching Netflix. What?
Oh, that was absolutely brilliant. Incredible.
If you haven't seen it yet, go and watch Sunderland Until I Die on Netflix. Another one for my dad. I think he's had a beer tonight. Get Dave Kitson in. He wants to sort this.
Well, get Dave Kitson in or get Dave Kitson on the show?
He dropped a howler earlier on TalkSport. He was talking about how players are targeted for abuse. And there was one particular comment about players showing off their wealth on social media. And he alluded to a point about black players making themselves a target on social media because the way they show off their health. And you immediately think, okay, you've just lost all your credibility.
Yeah.
So, Dave Kitson,
up until that
persona
point,
non grata.
Up until that point, you know, interesting. Just had a guy tune into our stream, Stephen Vicarage. He's a Doncaster fan. I met on holiday in Turkey, so I'm sure he's
friends. I can do that now. You can see the little hand things that we do to each other.
Ooh, you're
friends.
Lucky. I can't do
Jake,
what I
when
want
you've got
to
your three thumbs, when you got your thumbs up, you look like your three thumbs. Yeah.
Oh, that's not right.
There you go. Hey, all you need to do is get a little tattoo on your finger, your middle finger, and put, you know, clench your fist. Go on, there we go. See, look, uncanny.
You might not know this, Liam, but that's actually a picture of Jake at the EFL headquarters trying to get the football back on.
I tell you what, this isn't this. This I'm not surprised. This is because
this is why you were late.
This is what happens off air.
No, it happens on air as well, Jake.
And on air, yeah.
So this Doncaster fan of yours.
Liam. Oh, no, he's a good laugh, Stephen. We had a bit of banter. It was when Pompey played Doncaster. I was in Turkey, wasn't I? Remember, I was away.
Yes.
And we won. It was great. It was a great day, especially in the hotel lobby when we're watching the game on iFollow. Great fun. Jake has said, well, it wasn't that the same Dave Kitson who posted a picture of two of his sports cars when he retired? Hashtag
same
irony.
Same Dave Kitson. Yep, same Dave Kitson. That is him. I remember that post.
Hashtag irony.
Hashtag irony.
We could sit here all day. But like I said, just to reiterate, if anyone's listening that wants to come on and have a chat with us, I'm sure we can squeeze you on. We're going to be doing this for who knows.
However long. We could be doing this for half a year.
We could be. So yeah. Like, we welcome the interaction. We'll try and get some other guests on the show as well.
I'd like to go to sleep tonight. I don't want to do it.
Of course.
It's a six-month Facebook live stream. That'd be
great. Yeah. I'm bored of you already, Jake, so I don't know how that would work. But
we can track Jake's hair growing process over the course of half a year. We can measure it up against the wall.
I mean, this is 10, isn't it? Talking about football, there's nothing else to talk about, so I've got the hamster out.
Mm. You've got another 3 minutes to fill, so let's watch my hamster nibble on that grape. No, I think VFL trophy, I think that's probably the best idea I've seen so far, is play it as a pre-season, as a warm-up game to
the
season.
Because it is one game, and everyone's got that. My tickets arrived the other day, which certainly didn't help my mood. I wasn't feeling great anyway, and then, oh, by the way, Mr. Stillwell, the tickets for your family showed up. I thought, you're not helping. But, that's one game that you've genuinely got to play with everyone there, because there's no point to it. While there would be a lot of consternation about playing league football behind closed doors, you can almost understand it as a means to actually finishing this season. But Wembley, 55,000 Pompey fans, not forgetting the Salford fans that want to go as well, actually, because there are Salford fans out there who still want their day at Wembley. So, yeah that's one you've got to play. It's you know, it's bad when that's the clearest answer you can give about football right now, is that the EFL Trophy final has to be played. Never mind the rest of the football.
Crazy. Well, we'll get through it, boys, and hopefully... Jake got whiskey, says my dad. No. Initially, he was just on a soft drink, but he's got the... So his mum to the rescue, and he's
got
to be.
I think it got to 15, 20 minutes into hearing Liam's voice again. I thought, now I need a drink.
I do have one recommendation for the people who are commenting, listening. It does look like we're going to be doing this for quite a long time. So people get in touch. We're going to try and do this every Friday. Obviously, at some point, we are going to run out of stuff to talk about. pop in with ideas for themes. If you want a theme on a Football Hour. That we can follow, things like that. By all means, pop your recommendations in, and we will engage, we'll interact, and we'll come up with themes for Football Hours. We'll just try and
maybe
engage with you,
quizzes,
get
or something,
some football content. Yeah, exactly. So if you have any recommendations for stuff, we do want to do this every Friday. It has a chance to get the fans together again, like we want to be, and just engage in football content. So yeah, drop some ideas in, and we'll
definitely, I second that. So get involved. So just quickly before we do go, Liz has said, can you do fancy dress? The answer, in short, is yes.
We could do fancy dress.
Liam, you can because of your business. But
Well, Jake's already perfected being upside down, so you could go Spider-Man.
And I don't have to look that far to actually be able to do that. So why not? Let's do fancy dress.
I could just paint myself yellow and become Jabba the Hutt. So
yellow, green.
Well, greenish yellow,
greeny, slimy.
Yeah,
I'll just come next week dressed as, I don't know, Jason Statham. I don't know.
Oh, I feel.
Jake Smith. I've got Carlsberg.
Do you know what that Phil Mitchell comment? If you do follow me on Twitter,
actually, Jake, can you put on that voice and go, "Mom, can you get me a lager?"
I've actually got a picture of myself hanging in my living room right now. I think I was about one, maybe 2 years old, and the picture actually looks identical to Phil Mitchell. So
can't have been that long ago.
God.
If you're blessed to follow me on Twitter, I'll
that was at the Flipper game a couple of months back, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There it is.
I've just had a funny... We are going to wrap it up in a sec because I'm now getting abused. My little brother's just come up and said, can we watch Liam do a workout? Now, you're just being mean now. So
you should see Liam walking up the stairs to the press box at Fratton Park. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, come on. With Sunderland.
So many stairs.
Yeah. I like the fact that Sunderland away, there's a concourse halfway up the stairs for away fans. You know you've built away and high, like really high up, when they've got a bar halfway up for you to stop and have a drink.
Before we go, there's been a couple more. You look like Jamie O'Hara. I think that was a compliment.
don't have his footballing ability. No way.
It's been a pleasure, Jake.
Yep.
Thank you for hosting. Ryan, thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
Do this next week.
As well.
Yeah, we'll do this again next week.
Similar time next week as well. Maybe a bit earlier if you want to. Yeah.
So thanks to everyone that's got involved and. Yep. We'll be back on next week. So.
Yeah, and before we do go, shout out to all the key workers for keeping the country running, and all the NHS heroes out there as well. There's plenty of them, and just keep doing what you're doing. You're all amazing.
Yeah, and I will say this as well. If there's anyone out there that needs a chat, we're here.
Drop us a message.
We are just as bored as everyone else. We're more than happy to have a chat about football, anything, whatever it is. If you want some fitness tips, don't ask me. But yeah, cheers, lads, and we'll see you next week.
Yep, see you later. Thank you.
Take care, gang.